What happens after phase one? Well, after 8 weeks of active weight loss, your body is tired from dieting. So we want to help a way to re-stimulate that metabolic rate. And one of the best ways to do that is with our phase two metabolic recovery program. And with that, you literally double the amount of foods that you've been intaking during phase one. For our patients who are using HCG, they're going to go from an 800 calorie intake upwards to a 600 calorie intake. Did I say
1600?
1600. They're going to go from an 800 calorie intake upwards to a 1600 calorie intake and doubling those portion sizes. But for our patients who are not utilizing HCG, you're going to go from a 1000 calorie food program for active weight loss upwards to that 1600 calorie layout as well. And that's because after those 8 weeks, the body is tired from the dieting, the metabolic rate can slow down, you can start to build an immunity to your medications, and to help to prevent these things from happening, we go ahead and put you on that phase two. And it's going to be a combination of a phase two food program, non-prescription thermogenics like those metabolic enhancer free,
carbon
along
inhibitor.
With the carbohydrate inhibitor, and that helps to enhance the body's ability to burn more calories, increase energy, and also help you to speed up the metabolic rate. So all good reasons why to make sure you fully participate with phase two. Now, a lot of our patients look at that phase two, that 3 week break, they refer to it as a break. Yeah. I don't like to refer to it as a break. We're gonna call it practice maintenance, because during that 3 week period, you're still following a structured layout of a food program, but now you're going to follow it so that way you can maintain the weight loss success that you had the 8 weeks prior. And you continue your phase one, phase two on off cycle up until the time you've reached your goal weight. Now let's say we've reached that goal weight. Regardless if you're in the middle of phase one or phase two, it's time for maintenance. Maintenance is the most important part of the program. We can't stress that enough. And it's also the number one part of the program that the patients don't take advantage of. It is a 6 week process of where we want to encourage you to come in weekly for your weigh-ins and blood pressure checks. We're going to start you out something similar to your layout of the food program that you did for your phase two portion, and then we're going to gradually increase the amount of fat gram content that you intake on a weekly basis until we can help you figure out the amount of fat grams that you can consume daily without risk of weight gain. And once you know that figure, it really makes it easier for you to control your diet, enjoy your diet, and it really is one of the most important parts of the program, because after you've reached your goal weight, we refer to those fat cells as unstable. They are not completely set where you have them. And so if you were to return to maybe eating habits that caused weight gain in the first place, or deviate from that lifestyle change of eating habits that we've educated you on for phase one and phase two, when you consume those foods that we're not always recommending, those fat cells that are unstable because of all that weight loss, they want to do one thing, and that's reabsorb that fat. And the last thing we want you to do is suffer from any type of rapid weight gain, or even worse, gain back all the weight you've lost plus then some. So the longer you can stay stabilized at your new weight, the longer it will take and the harder it will be for you to gain that weight back.
Absolutely. And, you know, during the maintenance process, those 6 weeks, we are adding fat back in, giving you food we took away, that avoid list, your nuts, your oils, your avocados, your peanut butter, the things that you love that you're like, oh, I don't want to lose them. They're given back. They're given back slowly, because these things are healthy fats, not good for weight loss, but definitely good for overall health long-term in moderation. If you overdo anything, no matter how good it is, it's going to have a bad effect on your body. So we add these things back in slowly. You pick the ones you like the best. Those are the ones we're going to give you back first. Once we find your guidelines, like she said, it's so easy to maintain once you know your limitations, because now you can eat the food you love now and again, but you have a plan. You know what you're supposed to do. The deviation isn't big deviation. It's just a little something here and there. And then you stay within the big picture guidelines, and your weight loss does stay off. It's very easy to maintain when you know what you're supposed to maintain. So just stick with the guidelines. Take part in the maintenance. It is the most important part. Take part in phase two. I love the term practice maintenance. 1600 is much closer to what your long-term numbers will be. That's a good practice. Take advantage. Every 8 weeks, you take a 3 week practice for what is my life going to be like? What am I really going to be doing? What is it going to be in the future? Then you maintain during that time. Maintenance, or I'm sorry, phase two, it's not all about losing any more weight. Mm-hmm. You just want to stay the same. But you're staying the same while eating twice as much. That's the key.
That's awesome.
So within those 3 weeks, maybe you've gone up or down a tiny little bit, but by the end, you're roughly exactly where you finished your phase one, which means when you go back to a phase one, the extra calories that you've been consuming, it has sped the metabolism back up. Now it's nice and fast. So we're going to drop the calories. You'll lose weight more effectively because the body now has a lot of fast-moving metabolism parts rather than the slow, sluggish plateau that a lot of people can reach when they're not pushing. You know, dieting too long, your body, it does. It gets bored. It's like, I just don't want to do this anymore. The same thing can happen with exercise. Switch up your exercise. Don't do the same thing every day, all the time. Your body is going to get bored with it. It's not going to work anymore.
That's right.
So utilize different items.
Muscle confusion, different activities,
mm-hmm.
that'll make
Absolutely.
A difference in the burning calories. But
and then as you move through your maintenance, your exercise goals can change too. Maybe we're not so much, I want to lose weight. Now it's, I want to tone. I want to build muscle. Your exercise routine will change at that point. Keeping mm-hmm. to come in, you can get more information on what should I be doing now? What are the items that are important? You know, should I be lifting a lot of weight or a little bit of weight with high reps? You know, it's going to differ depending on your goals. So come to us during maintenance. We love you just showing up to show off how awesome you look, not showing
That's
up
right.
because you need anything, okay? You just want to say hi. We love that. So keep coming in, keep losing the weight, keep off the weight that you've lost, and, you know, just have fun with it. This is your life, and we want you to be happy.
That's right. We don't want you just to lose it. We want to help you to keep it off,
yep,
too.
Yep, keep it off. Absolutely.